Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Take a look up at a power line, and you're likely to see a bird perched on the wire. Occasionally, some of those birds do get electrocuted, but across four western states, it turns out they're more likely to be shot. A new study investigated the deaths of more than 400 birds found underneath power lines in Wyoming, Idaho, Oregon, and Utah. A significant number were studded with shotgun pellets. Eve Thomason is a researcher at the Raptor Research Center at Boise State University. Eve, welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
So help me understand this. A team of researchers walked or drove along 122 miles of power lines in several different states, and then you x-rayed the birds that you found on the ground. What did you learn when you did that?
Yeah, so we found a bunch of dead birds along power lines, and when we x-rayed them and examined them, we found that 66% of them had actually died from gunshot, whereas only about 17% died from electrocution or by blunt trauma. And so some of these birds may have signs of electrocution, like singed feathers, or, you know, a couple of them, we thought maybe they had been hit by vehicles, but let's just go ahead and x-ray them. And they did have metal fragments in them indicating they had been shot.
If you found some birds that appeared to be electrocuted, you know, they had the singed feathers, why would they also have been shot?
That is a great question, and we suspect that a bird may be shot first and then fall into the equipment as it falls to the ground.
Hmm. And what kind of birds are we talking about?
We collected ravens, golden eagles, bald eagles, numerous types of hawks, prairie falcons, and then we also collected some littler birds like hornlarks and mourning doves.
Let's get something straight here. 66% of the birds you found were shot. It is illegal to shoot a bald eagle or a golden eagle, right?
Correct. Bald and golden eagles are protected under the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, as well as several state laws. And it's also illegal to shoot hawks, ravens, and other birds of prey that are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act.
So considering that, were you surprised that two-thirds of the birds that you had found had been shot and not electrocuted?
Yes, so we were very surprised to learn this, and it shows just how prevalent illegal shooting is and how it occurs over a very large area. And this information can be useful to managers, biologists, and law enforcement who have legal responsibilities for these species.
Why would people shoot a bird on a power line? What's the point?
We are just beginning to learn about this, but in cases where people have been caught shooting protected birds, what we have learned is that some people actually do this for fun. This is a hobby for them. While other people may shoot protected birds to reduce competition for game resources, or in some cases, people may be involved in the illegal wildlife trade.
Mm. So you've established that most of the birds that are dead below power lines have been shot. What's the benefit of having that information when it comes to trying to solve the problem?
You know, there's very little research that tells us exactly how to stop this activity. But that said, there is a lot of research in how we can solve conservation problems in general. And typically, the most important step to solving a conservation problem is to identify the cause of that problem and design action to address it. And we're hopeful that by identifying the leading cause of death for birds along power lines, it provides that key information that can be used by managers to address the problem.
And finally, before we let you go, this study also shows that, in fact, some birds are still getting electrocuted on power lines. Can you explain the risk that power lines pose?
Sure. So in the western United States, in a lot of cases, power lines are the tallest landscape feature, and they are very attractive to birds who may perch or hunt from those power lines. And this exposes large birds to the risk of electrocution as they come in to either perch or when they take off from the power pole. They run the risk of contacting two energized parts of that power line when birds stretch their wings out. And utilities do take steps to reduce the risk of electrocution along power lines by, you know, covering energized equipment or installing safe perches. But yes, so electrocution is still a threat, but there are mitigative actions that can be taken to reduce that risk.
All right, Eve Thomason is with the Raptor Research Center at Boise State University. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.